speak to your mistresses?" I said.
"You'd better tell me what you have to say to them. Where do you come from?"
"I'm a stranger."
"What is your business here at this hour?"
"I want a night's shelter in an outhouse or anywhere, and a morsel of bread to eat."
Distrust, the very feeling I dreaded, appeared in Hannah's face. "I'll give you a piece of bread," she said after a pause, "but we can't take in a vagrant to lodge. It isn't likely."
"Do let me speak to your mistresses."
"No, not I. What can they do for you? You should not be roving about now. It looks very ill."
"But where shall I go if you drive me away? What shall I do?"
"Oh, I'll warrant you know where to go and what to do. Mind you don't do wrong, that's all. Here's a penny. Now go."
"A penny cannot feed me, and I have no strength to go farther. Don't shut the door. Oh, don't, for God's sake."
"I must. The rain is driving in."
"Tell the young ladies. Let me see them."
"Indeed I will not. You're not what you ought to be, or you wouldn't make such a noise. Move off."
"But I must die if I am turned away."
"Not you. I'm feared you have some ill plans agate that brings you about folks' houses at this time o' night. If you've any followers, housebreakers or such like, anywhere near, you may tell them we are not by ourselves in the house. We have a gentleman and dogs and guns."
Here the honest but inflexible servant clapped the door to and bolted it within.